You're listening to SBS News.
Riktigt ordentligt, okej?
Har du sett min apa?
Excitement mounts at the Swedish school in Brisbane. Everyone is dressed up for a special occasion. It's their annual Pippi Longstocking Day. The world-famous freckled redhead was created by Swedish author Astrid Lindgren almost 75 years ago. Svenska Skolan head teacher Carolyn Kennedy is dressed in red, adorned with a plaited wig, and with freckles painted on her face in tribute to Lindgren's creation.
She wrote it to inspire her daughters to be strong. And that's what Pippi is about. It's about strong women doing whatever they want. And so it's awesome.
Irreverent, self-assured, and financially independent. 9-year-old Pippi is the girl with her pet monkey, Mr. Nielsen, on her shoulder. The children at the school are all dressed up too, the boys as pirates and the girls in pigtails, smocks, odd socks, and boots.
She's kind and helpful.
Yeah.
And she's strong.
A special guest is there to share stories of her special connection to the character and its beginnings in the islands of Papua New Guinea.
Thank you for coming. These are all the children that love to listen to your stories today.
In her 80s, Maria Chan Hurler was born in PNG and now lives in Brisbane.
And a lot of things, when I read the stories, relates to what my mum used to tell me.
Oh, really?
Tell me about the little monkey she had.
Yes.
And she played with on the sand, and then told me about the shark. Lots of the things that, you know, would happen in the South Pacific.
Maria Chan Hurler's grandfather was a Swedish sailor, shipwrecked in what was then German New Guinea in 1904. And is regarded as the inspiration for Pippi's sea captain father, Yefrahim, and more. Carl Emil Pettersson became king of an island, just like Pippi's father, and he married a local princess, Singdu. Their eldest daughter, Elsa, is Maria Chan Hurler's mother. She holds a photo of her grandparents with their children in Papua New Guinea, including Elsa.
Grandpa would have brought all these clothes from Sweden. You see, grandma's dressed up as a Swedish lady. This is mum.
The similarities are clear. Both girls are around the same age. Tales of pirates, sharks, and his daughter in the South Sea are the stories Mr. Pettersson wrote for Swedish newspapers, later reappearing, reinterpreted by Astrid Lindgren in her books, including Pippi in the South Sea. Per Erher is one of the school's parents.
Even though it's obviously not exactly the same, that so much was built on a real person, it's amazing.
Maria's daughter Melissa Chan and her grandson Knight visit Svenska Skolan with her, passing the story down through the generations.
I tell my children about Pippi Longstockings as well, obviously with our Swedish background. Even though I don't know much about it, it's really important to know where they come from.
For the Swedish community in Brisbane, this little-known story has been given a new life, and the stage is now set for next year's Pippi anniversary celebrations.
People are recognising it, and I hope Mum's watching from heaven and enjoying it.